Okay, so now I want to talk about something really new and exciting we haven't talked about so far, international students and sexual health in international students. The good thing is there were actually quite a lot of introductions to the topic already today and yesterday, so I'm not going to talk about why we talk about it in too much detail. What I actually concentrated on is finding that hidden population we are always talking about. We're always talking about heterosexual men who have sex with men and this mysterious hidden population that is somewhere in toilets and looking on Grindr for various things. Now, the problem is, how can we actually find people who don't want to be found? And so we did a small survey, and we actually advertised the survey instead of targeting in gay bars or using all the gay websites. We actually looked at accommodation sites for international students and actually advertised over there. We managed and said the entire thing is about international student sexual health without actually telling anyone that we are looking for those hidden people, and we then sorted them out. We tried to not mention any of the best words when it comes to gay, bisexual, any of those other things, and that's what we actually wanted to do. Now, what I wanted to do then is to actually have a look at how hidden that population actually is, and if they are hidden, do they actually want to be hidden? When we had a look, obviously, if you want to find people who don't want to be found, you're not going to get 1,000 people completing the survey, so that's why we have to live with 170. What we already see is that actually they are not as representative of international students as most of the other surveys, but that actually is okay because we don't know what that population looks like. When we then had a look at their sexual identity and behavior, we found that we actually have a lot of people who identify as bisexual. Almost no one in the survey was out to their parents or to their friends. But still, the majority actually identified with one of the, let's say, more traditional LGBT identities, particularly gay and bisexual. We only had two people who actually did identify as heterosexual and only had sex with men. When it comes to the partners, we see something similar. The majority of them actually only has sex with people who identify as male as well. Now, the most interesting part is actually the LGBT community. So we asked them about how many LGBT friends do you have? How important is it to you? How do you participate in this in the LGBT community? From the very traditional ways of going to a gay bar or a gay club to the more new ones as being a member of online communities, Reddit groups, and all of those things, but also how important actually is it to you to be a part of these groups? What we found is that the majority, or like, well, not the majority, but a really large part, 42%, do not have a single LGBT friend, even though they themselves identify as part of that community. And that they spend no or very, very little time with other LGBT people. Now, we can see maybe this is the hidden population because they don't want to be friends with LGBT people. But when we then had a look, actually the majority of them actually really want to be included in the community. They want to have more LGBT friends. At the same time, they want to actually have less friends from their own culture and their own communities, but actually explore other parts of their identities, which is something we often talk here about international students as being some sort of monolith block of identity, but actually they're not. And there were actually one comment that I found really interesting. There was a student from Saudi Arabia who said, "I am closer to a gay Israeli in Australia than I am to any other Arab man." And I think that actually shows like the complexity of these identities. And we actually should harness that. Because when we talk about it, those who actually were having large connections to the LGBT community, regardless of any other factors, they were more likely to be tested for HIV, they were more likely to know about safer sex and about how sex works more general, they're more likely to use PrEP, and they were more likely to actually feel both mentally and psychologically well. And we all know how those things are complex and actually interconnected to each other. Even after having a look at various other variables when it comes to where they're coming from, actually those things remained very stable, showing that actually the only thing that is the same in between those groups is actually being connected to the LGBT community. There are also some other things. They were more likely to be diagnosed with an STI because they were more likely to actually have sex, and they were more likely to use illicit and illicit substance use. If we took out the fact that they are going more likely to go to a gay bar, then also that dropped out, because if you're going to a bar, most people don't go there to have a tea, but actually to have something else, and you'll see that there as well. Those who were not connected and not participated at the same time showed that they were more likely to experience any kind of discrimination and marginalization, that they then somehow go over to the LGBT community. So people who do not feel welcome in the Australian community as a whole will also shut down and will actually not try to participate in other subsections of the Australian community. Overall, what we actually did see was a bit of a racial divide regarding inclusion participation in. However, that was definitely not due to the culture in the home countries where they're coming from, because we see that students who come from Middle Eastern countries, very conservative countries, were more likely to be included and participate in the community than people from Southeast Asia. So it can't be related to homophobia or any kind of negative attitudes from those home countries. We see that those who are included are more likely to be knowledgeable and more likely to actually live healthy lives, not only when it comes to participating in forms of safer sex, but also a lot of range of other things. And that we actually can use the LGBT community and that we try to foster these connections to actually enhance knowledge and connectedness. Thank you.